Just feeling the awareness resting very gently on the breath. Letting the body sink into this moment. Letting the nervous system begin to unravel just a little bit as the body remembers, yes, all right. This is our time when we can relax a little bit. And begin to put forth the intention to connect to this group, this Ascension Configuration group. Just put forth the intention, even if it still seems a little bit abstract to you, and perhaps you can have the imagining that with that intention, you suddenly begin to rise up and up and up, and you come out through cloud cover and into blazing sunlight above the clouds. And that is what happens to your vibration, to your awareness, to your point of perception and focus. It gets lifted and expanded and connected to a more expanded field. And perhaps that is enough, that vision of rising up above the clouds, and suddenly this beautiful sky opens up with a blazing sun, the warmth, the heat, the light, and the way that feels. And perhaps you might imagine that something like there are, you know, rainbow unicorns flying up here as well. The sense of beings, of multiple, of connection, of many of us out here, up here, expressing at higher levels. So maybe rainbow unicorns aren't your thing. Maybe you picture multidimensional geometrics, light weaves, light waves, sound. Or perhaps you just imagine yourself in space with planets and stars and suns and galaxy spirals and shimmering nebula clouds. Feel into that experience, create that experience, that when you put forth this intention to connect to this morphic field, the Ascension Configuration Group morphic field, that you rise and expand and connect. You plug in. All of us expressing, and we are not plugging in necessarily at the level of our humanness. There's a lot going on at the level of the humanness. The humanness, of course, entails our emotional bodies and our mental bodies, and there can be chaos there sometimes, no question. So you needn't be concerned. We're not all mashing up together at that level. We're very much creating this morphic field, this pattern in the quantum field, from our higher aspects, the higher frequency bandwidths that we occupy. That is where we are meeting up and creating a fabric, creating a container that is supportive. Feel that. There is an an information overwhelm happening now. There is a deluge of information that our mental faculties, our mental body, our mental frameworks for processing information, they are being taxed. Our physical bodies are feeling overwhelmed with pieces of information. Yes, some of these are frequencies which are very deliberately being broadcast, and not just from towers and such, but there's some very deliberate frequencies that are being broadcast that are designed to scramble various aspects of the physical body from the inside and the outside, of course. And there is also the level of the physical wherein it is reflecting what is present and happening in the emotional body, in the mental body. As we say over and over in this ascension configuration space, the physical body is ground zero for this ascension. And so in the face of this sort of information overwhelm, overload, some aspects of the human construct are going to want to shut down, shut off, numb out, buffer, obfuscate, and plain old escape. Master, it is time. It is time for you to honor the aspects of your human construct that want to do all of those things. And it is time to choose differently. Now, yes, that means that in the moment where the part of the human aspect is saying, I want this substance so that I can numb out, obfuscate, and escape, yes, of course, in that moment, the master is going to choose differently. But this also means that we have got to begin more and more to be self-referencing, capital S self, meaning our vertical alignment with Source and Source as self, which perhaps would be what you would call your higher self. In the face of this extreme experience of instability and doubt that the human aspect is experiencing, it is very important now that we find the alignment of our light aspects. That is the work now. And yes, I know that to some aspects possibly of the human expression, the idea that there is more work to do feels exhausting. But perhaps if you look at that, you will see that perhaps more accurate would be to say that a part of you feels exhausted or overwhelmed. And perhaps if you look deeply, if you dismantle that little bit, or perhaps pull your perspective back a little bit, your awareness, and take in a broader perspective, I guarantee you, Master, you're going to find, you're going to connect to the aspect of your being, your expanded self, that is rock solid. That remembers the realms of light from which you came forth. It remembers the mission that called you here. It remembers the love that stirred within your sacred heart that drew you to this planet. And I'm going to ask this of you now, that you begin to shift more of your attention, your focus, your perceptual anchoring in that aspect of your being that is no less a part of your being than the parts that are feeling overwhelmed and exhausted. In fact, I will offer that the expanded light aspects of your being are in fact more your true self. And beyond an idea of a self is just the suchness of that which you are at the highest levels. We must find our center, our alignment, and our true north within our own alignment. Feeling, sensing, knowing what is in alignment with us, what is in resonance with us. And then choosing that. Receiving incoming pieces of information might be a part of that. Our discernment, sensing, intuiting, sensing resonance or dissonance with pieces of information. So external information may well be a part of that process. But it must be primarily anchored within the stillness of self and within the expansion of self. There is a very understandable desire to narrow one's focus. Excuse me, I'm recording with multiple cats here today, it seems. There is a desire to narrow one's focus to create a more myopic focus when what's happening in the external seems too overwhelming, too big, too much to process. But it is important to punctuate that with experiences, and sometimes you must do this very intentionally, to reconnect with your expanded self, with expanded creations and patterns such as this group, lest you begin to reference yourself and see yourself in that sort of shrunken way, with the diminished capacity to do anything, to find your own alignment, to make sense of things. Let this group energy that we are creating that we are infusing and suffusing with the light of Source and with each of our unique light signatures as well. Let this be a supportive force for you. Tune into it. You may think that you are just little you, sitting in your home, in your room, on your bed, listening to this one little message. But I promise you, even singularly, you are a powerful anchor point of Source Light, and the patterns of liberation on this planet, for this planet, and together, we are creating a vortex, a portal, a gateway, a stargate to receive higher light and also to broadcast it, to offer it, to anchor it, and to radiate it for the good of any who might wish to access it. We are holding a vibrational potential for one another in this group and for all beings. May this pure, clear, coherent pattern that we are weaving in the field be an anchor point, a shelter, a soothing balm, and a radiant amplifier for any who wish to access it. Information overwhelm. It's probably not going away anytime soon, Master. So we have got to learn to navigate this. You have got to remember your light beingness. Come back to your vertical energy pathway, something as simple as that. Breathe the sun's light down your vertical energy pathways, for example. Come back to the ascension stargates of the heart and the pineal gland. Breathe the sun's light into those centers. Activate those centers. Picture yourself unfurling the fullness of your being in space. And remember, Master, remember that you are so much bigger than anything that is going on this little planet, I promise you. Came here alchemize these energies. It is the light aspects of your being that are going to do that and do that effortlessly. It is the human aspect that is dreaming a dream of effort and struggle. And yes, from the human aspect's perception and experience, it is more of an effort to try to become the light, be the light, shine the light, hold the light. This is the quantum shift. Not anchoring your perceptual set point within the human construct. But anchoring your vibrational and perceptual set point in your expanded light beingness, your blazing, magnificent expression of source light. You have a very unique pattern that you hold in the quantum field, Master. And the light of that, the purity of that, and especially this group configuration, and the way that this group configuration, as a single nodal point on a greater grid of light, the way that we then connect with others who are holding these light codes and frequencies and potentials for the collective all over this beautiful planet. I promise you that will do the work of alchemizing anything unlike that. So rest in that, remember that, remember that, reconnect. Let the light hold you. We've got you.